Oh, yeah, Rocky, don't forget to start the recording.
You said it. I know I keep forgetting. Okay, we're going to get started on the meeting, whatever. We're going to talk, do the business decision first. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today, meeting that is a member of the agency of any law enforcement agency, public agency, or federal, state, city, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to the business decision for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of or a agency of a law enforcement agency, a public agency of a federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to this business second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance to today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency or federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to businesses for third time? Anyone who is here under false precincts, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the missile of the United States, anyone who is being paid or forced to be here must fully disclose their presence or purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If any subsequent show up in federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. The next thing I want to do is we'll have Keith do a prayer for all of us. Keith?
Yeah, I'd be honored. Father in heaven, we ask you right now, Lord, please bless and cover this meeting. We just apply the precious blood of Yahshua to this meeting, even the hedge of protection, Father God. We ask you right now to break any form of evil spirit or witchcraft away from this assembly, Father God. We ask you these things, and we ask you just to help us, Lord. Help us have ears to hear and eyes to see. And Father, just help us in figuring out what's going on here. We ask these things in the mighty name of Yahshua. So be it, so it is.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
Okay, the first thing we want to talk about is the global banking stuff. Denise wants to talk a little bit about some stuff. And also, on the last coordinator call, I asked questions to Anna. And at the end of her deal, she said that all the coordinators are going to be getting a video on how things are going to be done and that kind of stuff. So we want to see what we get from our coordinators and, you know, and all the other ones and see whatever. So, Denise, you...
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, Rocky. So what I'd like to do is, you know, we had an org chart, right? And I've been doing outreach. We've said now 3 or 4 times we've had some meetings. We have a banking committee. I haven't heard from anybody that is on the org chart from the banking committee that they would like to take any initiative doing anything. I think they all are really busy. So until they take initiative, what I will do is I'll stand in the gap. I do have coordinator connections outside of Nevada. And as you know, on the 17th of February, Nevada received a letter that Sue, to this day on April 5th, has not told us about Global Family Bank. And there have been other messages. So what I'd like to do, I'm offering it to the whole Nevada Assembly, that anyone can text me, that they want to be in a text chain group. And any information that we receive, And when I know other coordinators in different states are getting information, I'm going to let my text chain know, and then they can let all of their friends and family know too, because this global banking information is one of the ways we're going to truly change our world. So text me if you want to be on the text chain, and also tell your friends. And I hope maybe by tomorrow or the next day I might have, 100 people that want to be on the text chain. So thanks, Rocky.
Okay. Basically, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that's been going on through the state meetings, whatever, with Sue basically telling everybody that there's only one state meeting, whatever, and basically through different revenues, anybody at any time that has an issue with whatever's on the state can call a special meeting or any kind of meeting for the state to discuss what's going on. And basically, that's what I've been doing, is bringing up these meetings because we've been having issues with Sue and Doug and different other things that's been released by them saying, I don't want to use the word attack, but bringing up different people or whatever and saying that they're not working in honor and that kind of stuff. And the last meeting we had, we did what we called a no-confidence vote. And what a no-confidence vote is basically to let the people that you're voting against know the wishes of the people in the assembly. And giving them the chance to either step down or keep going forward, or whatever they think that they should be doing, when the people don't have the confidence in what you're doing, normally you'll agree with that and step down. But it seems that they're not going to do that. So, again, they're asking for evidence or whatever. So what I did in this meeting is I sent you guys all kinds of different evidence about what we found out about them. And hang on, let me see if I can do a little share here so that we can. Let's see if I can share these. Okay, let's just share. Are you guys seeing that?
Yeah, we see the documents on the screen.
Okay. Oops. Can you see this one with Doug?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. This is one, when you look through Doug's vetting form when he filled it out, he never disclosed anything about being tied up to with the pharmacy. He didn't say anything about being the volunteer fire department, which again I have. Let's see if I can. This is one. This information that's here, oops, hang on here.
Was that the Truckee Meadows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you guys look through this deal, and you go to the third page here, and you see this part right here, it basically says, incoming volunteer station managers introduced and the red rock is God, okay? And even, you know, we've been told through different other coordinators like Michelle and Lisa and a few of them is if you have any ties at all, it doesn't matter if it's volunteer or not, there is some kind of a link between you and them. And the issues are the people okay with people taking, you know, positions in the assembly that are tied to the de facto? And what Anna says is that you can't allow that to happen, and it seems that we have let that out. And the biggest issue is I really don't want to go over this part of it as far as what the complex is and all that kind of stuff. Is what we should really be talking about is, are these people doing a good job for us, running our assembly, helping us getting stood up? That is our main issue with everything that's going on. We need to make sure that the people that are stepping up and helping us move forward are the ones that are actually helping us move forward. You know what I'm saying? Are they trying to stop us or block us anyway? Are they trying to, are they really doing a good job? Are they really actually making things go smooth, not causing any problems, you know, helping everybody with what they need? Those are the things that we really should be talking about and not as much about the complex. And you'll see, and the deal is when you have a husband, you know, even on Sue's forms, her vetting forms, when she filled them out, she did say that her son was in the military and his wife and that kind of stuff, which is true and which is what she should be doing. But she didn't say anything about her husband being tied to being a firefighter or being in the pharmacy, which is a de facto thing, and any other things that are going on, which she should have disclosed in those forms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then we go to the forms. Sue brought up the deal about Shane. And I went through and I actually talked to Shane again, you know, because I was in the impression that he was tied into to the fire department. And so this, what I did is I put in here, this is the email that me and him went back and forth. And basically what his conflict was is he was in the military, in the Air Force. And he said that he wasn't forced to resign. If you read right here, it says I wasn't forced to retire under any circumstance. It says I'm a retired USAF veteran, and I have a letter to the AF chief staff recording. Now, basically, he sent in his recording to move his stuff out. And basically what he was telling me is, you know, if you read in here, you read all the emails back and forth to him, you know, like the very first one, this is what I asked him. It's when we were talking, I think I remember that you were forced to resign and you were tied to the fire department. That's what I said. Because that's what I had the impression that he told me. And basically he come back and said, he doesn't know where basically that came from, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was that Anna was flipping back and forth on what is a conflict of interest on holding a job and those kind of jobs. And he didn't want to be tied into any of that kind of stuff, and that's the reason why he stepped down. And the other question I asked him was about his vetting and why nobody signed his vetting form, you know, the approval or what. And basically he says in here is, vetting was not my responsibility. I sent all required notices tracking data to Mark, and I also sent the $30 for the background report or check report. He said, you know, basically to Mark, I read the report and it was entirely clean, no surprise to him that Mark didn't even fill out the paperwork. And you know, the deal is as a assembly, as all the people, we come up with rules and procedures and stuff that we're going to follow, and we need to follow them. And if these people are not following the own rules that even they come up with, you know, even like the vetting for me wasn't done right. I never got a vetting approval or basically denial or whatever. Or it's basically not. They don't have the right to say that you are approved or you're not approved. It's basically a recommendation of they're okay or they're not okay, right? So with that recommendation, then it's up to us as the people in the assembly to vote on if it makes if it matters to us or not. And that's the reason why I don't want to make a lot of this about the voting, okay? I want it on the vetting. I want to make it on more of are they really doing what we need them to do? And that's really the whole thing about this whole thing is, are they really doing a good job? So that's on Sue and Doug. The other thing that come up in the last meetings is they wanted, let me go through a lot of this. One of the things that they come up is on the last meeting they came up with this person, Dominic, that they used the North Carolina assembly to say that we are a district assembly, which is not true. We're basically people in the state assembly in our counties, and we're speaking up. That's basically who we are. And what they did is they actually took the letter that Anna sent to the North Carolina people about
Needy. Okay, so Rocky, can I just kind of quickly summarize this?
Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
Okay. So in the Wednesday call, Sue took it upon herself to take a letter that was sent from Anna to Needy, the pharmacist. Okay, she runs the United States of America podcast. Very wonderful person, does a lot of great things, has strong influence over the food, farm to fork and all of that, food supply, etc. So she's doing a great job. Needy and Dominic had some miscommunications. I don't know the nature of those, but I called Dominic and I asked him, did you give that letter to Doug or Sue? And he said, no, they got it through the Marshall at Arms chain. So Doug went out on the Marshall at Arms. So all 50 assemblies think that we are a rogue assembly. So he has defiled us there, okay? Then he said, hey, is anybody else having this problem? And the North Carolina person gave him the letter from Anna to Needy. It was a blue letter, and it's in their Wednesday call at about, I think, 20 minutes. And she superimposed her name next to Dominic's name and told everybody in the assembly that everything going on with North Carolina is exactly like what's going on in Nevada. So I clarified this with Dominic, and he said, absolutely not. It's nothing like it. Nevada and North Carolina don't have any connection with what's going on with our situation. And I explained our situation to him. And right away he said, how dangerous this is to all the assemblies, all 50 state assemblies. And I said, that's why I feel bad that I even waited a few weeks after listening to, why this is bad. He said, it's a danger because you can't serve two masters. You cannot even be volunteering for any kind of federal or state government position and be any kind of pro tem or appointed position on our assembly. And I said, well, we're trying to solve it ourselves. I did ask them to step down. And he said, your first call should have been to Anna. Do you want her number? And I said, no, Anna's aware of it. We are trying to work through the process, and we're trying to give due process. And he said, well, it can't happen fast enough. And he wished us much success and good luck. But he completely clarified it for me, because when I first heard Doug was a volunteer fire department person, I didn't really think much of it. And then I started checking it out. He's actually a station manager, you know, so they misrepresented what they were. So that's pretty much the letter. I yield.
Thank you, Denise. Basically, we need to have our meetings and whatever to discuss different things that come out, because when you hear only one side of a story, I mean, it's basically that. It's one side of a story, and usually when you have a one-side story, it's a smear campaign. And we need to stop smearing people and, you know, start trying or start going after people on different things. And then, you know, in the last meeting that Sue had, whatever, she sent out a deal, and basically she was attacking Keith about his license, whatever, in the deal. So naturally I put in here, you know, the claims against Keith Love has having de facto ties is not true, thanks to providing the documentation regarding Keith's employment. The document states that Keith worked for Apex Executive Production Service, which is a public company, not a government agency. Basically, Keith is a security guard at a private, you know, basically it's a public, but it's a private company. It's a company that created that they need security guards. So what they do is they hire different people. Well, these people that they hire have to be certified in certain ways or have some kind of training, that kind of stuff. And it's basically gone as Keith is not a private investigator, nor does he work for any or state. To clarify this statement, the agency is called Private Investigating Licensing Board. This board is basically it's a private investigating basically, it's a board that keeps track of all the companies that need security guards and the people that they're placing in there to make sure that these people have the right training to keep the peace with the people and to make sure, you know, like nobody gets hurt, that kind of stuff. So they have the right training. He just went through a lot of training, even with a de facto. I mean, he's been through all the police department deals, whatever, but he has never worked for any government officials at all. And if you look at his vetting thing, what he filled out, I put that in there too. You know, we have to disclose everything. Everything that we do, we the people should see it. We should see what's going on. And basically, let's have Keith talk a little bit about what he said. Go ahead, Keith.
Thank you, Rocky. Yeah, that's 100% true. I've never worked for any de facto, any government agency, never any law enforcement agency. I have been trained through, I'm a police academy graduate, so I went through the full intensive process for 6 months, 667 hours. One of the letters that Sue wonderfully sent to me was that I have no training, which is another thing for her to say without even really talking to me, which she should have. I'm a police academy graduate, which actually post-certified, which actually stands for Peace Officer Standard of Training. So I could have went right into law enforcement at that point, but I was hired by a television evangelist, a very well-known television evangelist, and I was brought on staff as his personal executive protection agent with a small team. So I traveled the world many times over, saw many different places, and learned from the best executive protection agents I could have. I was making more than police officers were. So I could have went in with my post-certification into several law enforcement agencies that were very interested in me and contacted me. But as God would have it, I was brought on by a television evangelist, and I, again, traveled the world for several years with him. Another thing with Sue that just really it really disturbed me in this thing that she sent a picture, an old picture of a LinkedIn picture of me, which is all faded. And it's the Department of Homeland Security, which is FEMA. I was also director of security for two major hospitals in the Bay Area. I was responsible for 4,500 employees. That's including physicians, nurses, staff and visitors for two major hospitals right next to San Francisco International Airport. So I took a small team down to, as the director of security for these two major hospitals, down to Anniston, Alabama, which is, there's a retired healthcare facility there and an army base now that's around it. And I went down there and I trained in mass casualty response, which there's a lot of great stories about that down there. And anyway, so this was not working for the Department of Homeland Security or FEMA. I had a friend say, hey, let's take a picture. And I took a picture next to this FEMA sign. But I was down there training to become a better person in being able to handle mass casualties and how to respond to something like that. We've had the Asiatic Airway crash at San Francisco International. We were responsible for a lot of the people that were on that airplane. And I was director of security in healthcare administration. So that's why I have a picture of me in front of the FEMA sign. Again, her sending that down to everybody in the state was just, you know, bad intentions. And look, man, I want everybody that, if this gets out to everybody in the state, look, we love you guys. We love you guys. We don't have any problem. I heard one of the sisters say, the Southerners, like, we're separated. We don't want to be separate. There's not too many of us. We need to be a family. And we don't want to be separated from the North or the East. We want Nevada to be an awesomely thriving state nation. And to be blasting people just because you believe what someone else is saying about them is really not good. You have to examine yourself and understand it's not just an olive branch. We have open arms. We don't want to be segregated like living down in Clark County. This whole thing with me and my any response as far as Sue goes, I actually really love Sue. When I first became an American State National, she sounds great running the meetings, and I was a new ASN. And I was brought in by Craig Schmidt, who, he's a beloved individual down here. Craig and Michelle Schmidt are beloved individuals. And I never had a problem with Sue whatsoever. In fact, we talked about horses a little bit because I have horses, and I like her picture about with the horse. And I was with Michelle and Craig one time, and he was on a call with Sue, and I couldn't believe the venom that she was spewing out against Craig, who, anybody that knew Craig Schmidt knows what a sweetheart him and Michelle are. And actually, I saw the reaction on Craig's face, and the thing, I couldn't believe what she was saying, because her persona was a very sweet person, but the things she was saying, that he was, he believed he was a king, and on and on.
Yeah, we got to wash her up a little bit.
Anybody that knew Craig right. would be grieved by that. So I was definitely grieved by that. And then it went further than that, where Stu was literally attacking Craig continuously. So it made me a little bit apprehensive. Again, I'm not making judgments. I figured it was just a one-off thing. But to me, it wasn't a one-off thing. It went on. And then Michelle even informed me, and Craig did too, one in particular on the phone with Sue made even Craig have a reaction, like a heart reaction. His neck tightened up, and he had to get off the call. And this is a sweet person. And so Craig, as you know, eventually died. He just died recently, and it was a shock to all of us. Because I don't know about any of you, but I'd like you to, you know, of course they say, cast the first stone, he who hasn't sinned. Another thing I would like to bring up is, how many people have you brought into the AS to become an American State National? I guarantee you that Craig is at the top of that list.
Yes.
And most of us, Craig has been instrumental in bringing us in to become a family of American State Nationals, not Southern State Nationals or Clark County American State Nationals, but Nevada State Nationals. And then to have him pass away was a shock to us. And then again, having Doug come down, I never had an interaction with Doug before him coming down to the meeting we had immediately after Craig's passing. We were all in tears. We were heartbroken. It was a shock. This man was a wonderful he was a pastor. He was a sweetheart. And we lost him suddenly. And Doug came down, and I you know, I don't want to use any other terms, but he came down to, like, mark his territory. And he was very, very abrasive during that meeting. And I was late because I was working. And by the way, Rocky, I'm a security officer, not a security guard. I'm just letting you know, bro. I'm not a guard. we're security officers, man. We're elite executive protection. I do not work for any government agency. We're required to sign up with the PILB to be a security guard or officer so that we can carry a firearm. I mean, we're an open carry state, as everybody knows here in Nevada. But to actually work and make any kind of money, you have to be able to go through and prove that you're not going to whack, you know, be a whack job and shoot somebody. So there's background checks you have to go through. But I never have and I never will work for that government because I despise what they've done to us. So for Pursue to send that down was hurtful. But then again, I wasn't surprised because we've had nothing but aggressiveness coming from Sue and Doug. It's just not necessary. We don't want to fight with anybody. There's not that many of us. We need to join together and become a family. And if I'm required to step down, I have no problem with that. But the only reason I stepped up is because Craig said, you are very qualified, brother. You've been trained, and you never became a cop. You never did that. I believe I was trained for such a time as this.
Yeah.
I love my family, and that includes, I have brothers and sisters up in Reno. So you can't alienate us from the north part of Nevada because we love the north part of Nevada and its people too. Please understand, look at my name. My name is Love. That's the Lord named me that. And the people that know me down here, they know that I'm the real deal. I will protect you and take care of us the best that I know how through prayer and strength and training. So then again, I just want to say I didn't ever want to have anything against Sue and Doug. For God's sakes, there's only a few of us. We're not very many against the mighty giant, the Goliath. So I wouldn't want to split against people, but these two have been really horrible to us. And that's all I got to say at the moment. You know me, I'll keep talking. So I do yield. Thank you all for your time, and I love you guys.
Thank you, Keith. We have somebody on the call with a phone number ending in 8999. Can you disclose who you are?
Oh, that's Raymond Brown.
Raymond
Brown?
Hi,
Ray Ray.
Hey, sorry, I came on late and had to dial in.
Ray Ray.
No problem.
Hey, Ray, do you want to be on the group text about Global Family Bank?
Global Family Bank, of course. I want to know
okay.
Eric. Going on with the bank.
We'll do it.
Denise, please include me. I yield.
Yes, you're there.
Okay. The part that's on the screen right now is basically I wanted to talk about Shane, whatever, what I said about that. And any time that I've ever said anything and I've misrepresented something, I have no problem basically admitting to my wrongs or what I've done wrong or whatever and correct that. And Shane is not a firefighter, and Sue is right on that. Shane did make it clear to me, and I actually apologize to him. And you'll see this little part of it here, and I apologize to everybody here that the reasons why he left. And, you know, basically what he told me, if you read his emails, is that the same things that are going on right now is the reason why he left. He didn't want to be involved in these kind of things. And, you know, some of us, you know, like we all agree with that we shouldn't be going through these things. And like I said, I apologize to everybody. If I did actually misrepresent this and I did say the wrong things and I apologize to everybody. And again, as if anybody has anything that I've ever said or whatever, and, you know, I've said something wrong, please let me know. And so if I am wrong, I'll correct myself. I don't want to put out the wrong information. I want everybody to, you know, have the right information so we can move forward. And, you know, the way that we correct ourselves is somebody actually talked to me. You know, tell me that I did something wrong. I'll post it out to everybody. I have no problems with being wrong. You know, that's how we correct ourselves, is we have to speak in truth. Okay, Tom has his hand up, so Tom, do you want to talk?
Yes, I would like to let everyone know that I actually work in the same industry as Keith does. I have to go through the same protocols. It is all about public safety. It is keeping track of everybody. Everybody goes through an extreme level, highest level of vetting before the PILB gives you the credentials, not only to work in the industry, but also on top of that, even carry a firearm. So both Keith and I have those credentials at the highest level to work within the public, to be able to carry a firearm and work with these different private companies, because we carry multiple contracts. We work in with multiple companies, but none of them are part of the de facto. And I find it negligible, or Sue's being malice with intent, without her doing the proper research to find out who the PILB is, what they need to do, how they issue credentials to ethical, responsible individuals to carry firearms, rather than just giving credentials to criminals and then making our public a dangerous place. So without Sue doing that proper due diligence and finding out the truth behind the PILB and what our or Keith's situation is with employment and who he works for, is absolutely irresponsible. I would claim that it is with malice and with negligence, and she probably has harmed him in his reputation, and she is absolutely liable for that. That's pretty much all I got to say about that. She needs to be responsible for her actions. I yield.
Thank you, Tom. The other thing that let me get my thought here again. Nope, I lost it. Oh, the stuff about putting somebody on timeout, whatever, basically in the last meeting, too, that they did, whatever they said, that me and Denise both were in timeout. Well, if you go through all of Anna's documents and the deal about putting people on timeout and that kind of stuff, basically what Anna actually talks about is that, say, if you have a meeting and you have somebody that's drunk and disorderly, whatever, and they get in the meeting and they won't shut up and they're, you know, making a lot of trouble, whatever, then what Anna says is that you have the right to put them on, you know, like, mute them from the current meeting, and then if they don't stop, then you can give them a timeout for the next meeting, okay? And then once they're allowed to come back in on the second meeting, if they're still unruly, whatever, then you can vote on them basically and, you know, take them out of the next two or three meetings, right? And there's a process of doing this, trying to discipline somebody to be more ruling within the meetings that you're having and that kind of stuff, right? They're not for trying to go out and look in other meetings and everything that this person's doing, and because you don't like what they're doing, then you put them on a timeout. And then the timeout, you know, basically Denise has been on timeout now for probably 6 months. And that isn't what Anna's teachings are all about. They don't teach you to say that you permanently take somebody out because you just don't like what they're doing. And the same thing now, basically they put me in timeout, I guess. I'm going to have to figure out that one. And it's most likely going to be a permanent one like Denise, because they don't like what I'm doing. These are the kind of things that, do we really want these things in our meetings? Do we want a one or two person to say that they're going to time out somebody or take somebody out of the meetings because they don't like them or whatever, or they don't like what they're talking about or how they're saying things, or this doesn't represent their assembly, which is not their assembly. It's We the People assembly. And even in the last meeting, you know, Sue brought up that she's not in control of the meetings. It is the control is really the people. Well, guess what? The people are speaking, and the people have control. And the deal is that if we don't stand up and take our assembly back, we're losing it. Mm-hmm. And that's up to everybody else. I mean, you know, I have my one vote, and everybody else has their vote, and I have my opinions on what's going on. And that's the only reason I'm stepping up to do this is and putting myself out here is for everybody else to be able to have their vote and their say, their voice. Mm-hmm. So at this time in the meeting right now, what I'd like is I'd like each person that's on here, if you'd like to, is, oh, and before we do this, is I'd like each person to talk a little bit and voice your opinion so that, you know, Sue and Doug and I can hear with how you feel, how the assemblies are going. And also this will go actually to Anna too. I've had people ask me, does Anna know what we're doing? You can tell even in the last meeting when I spoke to Anna in the coordinator call, you know, the first thing she says, I go, oh, here's the troublemaker. And I laughed and I said, yeah, this is me. And she laughs. She laughs and she has a big smile. The whole time she talked to me, she was laughing and smiling and, you know, answering my questions. If she had a problem with what I'm doing, she would tell me to stop.
Right.
Right? She would tell me that she can't answer her questions. She has never done that to me. She's never told me in an email, if I got an email for her that told me to stop doing this, I would share it. I have no issues with, you know, I try to follow everything that she says and does. And if she has an issue with me, she will speak up. And I'm assuming that one time through all of these meetings that we're having, whatever, because she gets everything that I do. I don't hide anything from anybody. So I do send them to Anna, just so you guys know. So, you know, if you like to say something even to Anna or, you know, to whoever, this is your time to speak up and to let her know how you feel about your assembly. And with that said, I'll yield right now, and the first one to speak to, if you want to speak, go ahead.
Actually, I have my hand up here, Rocky, for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
If I may. So I know this has been going on back and forth for quite some time, and I'm going to put on my ombudsman hat for a minute. And I know that, you know, I'm probably not the ombudsman that should take care of this situation since I'm a little close to one side versus the other. However, I think we need to work toward a resolution. I mean, there's a lot of mudslinging back and forth through emails and letters, and that's all well and good, but it's not really gaining any traction on getting resolution to this issue. I don't even know what the genesis of this issue was, but I think it's gone on long enough that we need to figure out how we're going to resolve it if we're going to live together and work together and grow the assembly, because right now it's very toxic. And when we get on these state calls, people that are new or even have been involved for a while are getting turned off. Yeah. I get a feeling. And we want to grow this instead of shrink it, as far as I'm concerned, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we need to put our heads together. If it's an in-person meeting with Sue and Doug, and since Keith's involved now with Denise and Rocky, whoever is involved in these issues, if we can sit around a table and talk about it, I think that would go miles, because then everybody's accountable for what they're saying in person and not behind a screen. Because it's easy, you know, everybody's brave when you got an email or whatever, you know, you can say whatever you want. But mm-hmm. when you're sitting across the table from somebody and you're slinging mud, it's a lot harder to do that when you're face-to-face with somebody than behind a computer screen. So I guess that's what I would like to do, is to figure out how we bring this to a close, because we got to live together, you know what I'm saying, and work together, and we all got to be pushing the same direction, because if we're mm-hmm. pushing against each other, we aren't going to move. That's a, you know, physics 101. So I don't know. I mean, that I'm just, you know, I don't want to ramble, but that's just kind of my two cents. I think we can go back and forth forever and not gain any ground. And I think we need to get some resolution to this. So
mm-hmm.
Scott, let me explain to you what I have in the works right now. I've actually been talked to Lisa Schaefer, and she actually got a third-party bondsman company involved, and I'm working with them. They're actually going to get us all together. Basically, be me, Suda, Keith, Aaron. Those are off the top of my head. You know, if we need the niece involved, we will. But the bondsman is supposed to be calling me this weekend so that we can set up something to do exactly what you're saying, because I feel the same thing, is that, you know, slinging the arrows back and forth doesn't do any good, and it doesn't solve anything. You know, in the last, since Craig died, basically I've sent all kinds of emails to Sue trying to work things out, trying to work with her, and she just wouldn't answer me, and she wouldn't, you know, even the first email I got, like I talked to Mark first because I couldn't talk to Sue. I talked to Mark about being the coordinator, whatever, and, you know, I could publish the email, whatever that Mark said, but basically he said he talked to Sue and he didn't think that I was going to make it. So up front, they already was going to block me from trying to be a coordinator, which is why. What did I do at that point? I mean, I've done so much for this assembly to help it move forward that I would like to know, what did I do? You know what I'm saying? Why am I being blacklisted, you know, in trying to help the assembly move forward? And, you know, Sue and Doug and them, their responses to all this was basically, you know, controlling the meetings and stuff so that we couldn't talk. Go ahead, Scott.
No, I was just going to say, why would anybody want to block you from being a coordinator? I don't understand that. I mean, again, we're trying to grow the assembly, so that mm-hmm. goes against everything that
mm-hmm.
that means, you know. I mean, that's the whole problem, in my opinion. But anyways,
yeah,
I agree with you, Scott. And if you listen to Anna, several of her coordinator calls, I talked to her, and she even said the more coordinators you have, the better it is, because you can, you know, mm-hmm. pull your resources together and make things move faster. You know, in one of my emails to Sue, I told her, I said, I'm getting all these people involved in wanting to pick up these jobs so we can stand up. I told her I thought you would be happy, but it doesn't seem like she was. You know, it's just like you would think she would say, oh, Rocky, that's good. You know, let's get those people voted in and let's get this thing moving. But that isn't the answer I got from her. You know, and those are the kind of things that I don't understand why. Why are we not pulling together and making this thing happen? I'm lost. I'm at a loss. You know.
Yeah. For some reason, she seems threatened, and I don't understand why. I mean, she, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know her, but she just seems like she's threatened by us for some reason. But we need to put her mind at ease that we're not here to threaten her. We're here to join forces and move this thing forward.
Oh, I agree with you that we do need to all pull together, and you know, I've tried that. And she left me at this point with doing this, you know, because they're trying now to throw me out. And the only thing I can do now to help the people, and that's the only reason I'm doing this, is not for me. I can walk away. I don't need this, you know what I'm saying? But the people here want to build an assembly, and they want to get this government going. And if I have to step in and help them, I'm going to do that. That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocky.
That's fine, mate. Thank you, Rocky.
I'm just telling you, thank you.
You know, first of all, I believe what Sue is experiencing and her husband is really lack of knowledge of what Anna's whole purpose is for this whole bringing people together. And even Aki, the founder of the Global Family Group, he actually told a story. He posted a story on himself.
he was a business tycoon, and he was coming down to actually take a hostile takeover on Las Vegas casino when something happened to him. Mm-hmm. And that's when he turned himself around and actually built a Lovenomic transferred from Evilnomic.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in the scripture there is a phrase, but I'm going to paraphrase it. It says, when you're quarreling with others, it's just because of your own confusion. So, and then lack of knowledge of what Anna has put out. They haven't really read anything. If they have, they wouldn't have come to this, throwing stones at each other. This is not what we're all about. And I agree, concur with those. Rocky, I don't think you have done anything wrong. You're at just the right place at the right time. And that's where the stones are being thrown at. It's at you because you're now standing up and the people are coming forward. And then I hear people murmuring, you know, the rumors as if we don't want to come anymore to these meetings because of what they're fighting. They're always fighting. Mm-hmm. What seems Craig passed, this all has unveiled. It's because that's what they were doing. And the reason why this whole assembly didn't stand up, because they were fighting behind all of this. And mm-hmm. I felt so bad for Craig. And, you know, we talk about things, good things in moving forward. The man was a humble individual. Mm-hmm. And now, Rocky, that you step forward, and I also feel the same way. You're a humble individual. You're not doing anything wrong. There's no need to apologize for anything. And what we need to do at this point, my recommendation, is actually looking for resolution. And just leave these two, we can pray for them because they're totally lost. They are lost at sea still. They haven't standing on the land yet. And so my, because people are just like getting tired of this whole going back and forth. And we're new at this and nobody knows how to bring this whole assembly together. And Anna, and I read some of her articles about screaming about all the assemblies in every state because of this. That's because they haven't read most of her articles. If they only knew what she went through from the age 26 up until now, mm-hmm. they wouldn't have this at all. She's fighting a battle out there with the corporate. And if you also read the 65 pages that she wrote to Donald Trump, she's fighting that also. What we need to do as people behind her is actually coming together and find solution to stand up behind her. It's my prayer that we all come together. It's freedom that everybody has been waiting for. You know, there's a scripture also, it says now that the wealth of the wicked is now shifting to the poor. We are the poor that now that we're receiving this wealth.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't even be going at each other's like this. We're all sisters and brothers. Jesus says, for those who does the will of my Father are my sisters and brothers. So to all of you here that are, you know, trying to make Nevada State Assembly stand up, let's all pray together for Sue and Doug, for they are still lost. And defaming that they're actually doing now is this, is totally ridiculous. May the Lord bless them, and may the Lord bestow wisdom and understanding upon them. And blessing to all the members of Clark County and the entire Nevada Assembly. And I yield.
Okay. With that said, can you say a prayer for Doug and Sue? And hoping that they will move forward. And also, you'll see on my screen, I put up, this is the email that I actually got from the third party ombudsman to let everybody see it, that I'm actually telling you the truth. And if Doug or Sue has actually watched this video, please contact this person and let's work this out. Let's move forward and build and bring the Nevada Assembly together. This is your opportunity, and I know on this call that we wanted to do a vote to vote them out, whatever. I'm suggesting in my defense on trying to work things out as far as I can is, first, I think we need to go through this third-party ombudsman and try to settle it. And if we can't, then we need to figure out where the assembly is going to go from here. But we have to try everything that we can to mend this assembly. And with that said, Karen, Keith, can you actually say a prayer for them?
I'd be honored. Father God, we just call into action Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good, that love God, and are called according to His purposes. Father God, you are a God that healeth thee, not just healed 2,000 years ago, but you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father God, we just pray that you would heal our assembly. Lord, heal our assembly, north, south, east, and west. And we pray specifically for Doug and Sue. Father God, take away their hardened hearts. We just pray right now that you would saturate them with the precious blood of Jesus. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, their mind, their body, their souls, their spirit. Lord, we just pray, take the swords out of their hands and open up their arms. Father God, we just pray that you'd soften their hearts. Send the precious Holy Spirit to wrap yourself around them, Father God. Even the hedge of protection, the precious blood of Jesus around them. And we just pray right now, Lord, again, we just pray, Father, please, and we thank you so much. Heal our assembly, Lord. Heal our assembly. This is the government, Lord, that you put in place. The founding fathers that you created, Father. I remember before saying, I got to go to work. I got to do this. And, Lord, I've already repented to you that I held you responsible for the system I was living in. And then what did you do? You sent a little saint to me to show me that it's not the government that you set up. It's not the system you set up, Lord, I was living in. I was living in a system that Satan had taken over. And, Father God, we just pray right now again. Send supernatural healing to Doug and Sue right now, Lord. Soften their hearts, Lord. Again, please take the sword out of their hands and open up their arms to us, Lord, so that we can work together. And I pray to God that we can work this out. And we pray these things in the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, Lord. We pray right now in the mighty, precious name of Yeshua. So be it, and so it is.
And we receive it.
Yes,
amen,
we do
sister.
Receive that. Thank you. Good idea,
Thank you. There he is. He inhabits the praises of his people. So we praise you, Father. We praise you. Hallelujah. Because we know that Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah. How about that?
He said his
word is alive and powerful. It actually penetrates through our soul and spirit. Discerner of the thoughts, the intent of the heart. Bless everyone.
Okay, does anybody else want to talk or say something on what we're actually doing now?
I'd like to kind of build on what Fichu said, and I would really love to believe, even for a moment, that all of this was an accident, and that Doug and Sue were innocent or ignorant. But I can absolutely tell you from knowing Craig all those years, they blocked Craig 1,000,000% from standing up as Dural Assembly. And this started in the spring of 2023. That's when he asked Sue and Doug to start incorporating the Dural Assembly building in the General Assembly meetings. And they continually, for months, told him it wasn't a priority, they didn't have time, et cetera, et cetera. They blocked him for months. And in September of 2023, he then said, we are doing this. And they told him, you will not do that. we are not building our General Assembly, and you will sit down and shut up. And he didn't. Instead, he called a meeting at his house, like the next few days, and they had about 40 people there at his house. They were all outside, in the living room, in the outside, and they stood up the General Assembly. And that is about the time that Keith got elected. So after that, Sue and Doug tried to make it as impossible for Craig as they could to move the assembly ahead. That's when they started resorting to, I'll call it story time, where Sue and Doug would read the same agenda or a similar agenda, and they would basically have a story time during the meeting time instead of conducting the business assembly. And that has been going on a while. So in October, when I came on board, I wrote a letter to Sue, hey, I understand that you need help with the website. I'd like to help. No, that's not a priority, okay? We would like to do a fluoride notice. Nope, we're not doing anything with that. I also pointed out to her on her sheriff's notice how she basically sent out a sheriff's notice. She didn't put Anna's notice on it. And then she writes a 4-page letter to the sheriffs excusing everything they were doing and nullified her own sheriff's notice. Now, I tried to educate her that when we send out a notice, that we have an expectation that they're going to read it and abide by it. We don't send them out a notice with a letter that says, well, you know, if you feel like doing this, you know, give us a call. I would love to believe that they are weak leadership for all of the different reasons that we want to give them grace, because we wouldn't do this to people. Nobody on this call would vilify, lambaste, character assassinate, lie, manipulate anybody. So it's hard for us to understand that this has actually been going on now 2 full years. So my opinion is that, okay, so when I talked to Dominic this week, he said, you absolutely must call a special meeting and vote that Marshal of Arms out if he is involved with a fire department. And here's why. Because he cannot serve two masters. And he said every day that passes by that he does this, it is a danger to our assembly, because he is de facto, and he is essentially, as a de facto, running our assembly. Let me point out something else. And I'm sorry I'm taking a lot of time. We have now, you know, different state meetings, general meetings, state meetings, etc. Have you noticed, and I noticed this last year when I started attending these meetings, that during the Bivens reading, there's always some kind of electronic interference. Everybody gets muted. There's a long period of time during, allegedly, the Bivens, where Sue, she'll run the PowerPoint up and down on the screen. She'll say, oh, now we're reading the Bivens. The screen goes blank. Nobody's talking. And then Peter Grunfelder is normally the person, hey, did you want me to read the Bivens? And he reads it one time. Okay, we know better. We absolutely know as a group that our system declares the Bivens 3 times because we notice 3 times. It is our duty and obligation to notice de facto 3 times. That's what we have to do. That's why Anna has us read it 3 times. So for us to say, well, let's give them a free pass until this ombudsman meeting happens, etc., I would love to do that because it's my nature. But I had a direct order from another coordinator to say that this absolutely cannot stand, and we are endangering all other assembly people that don't get it, because there's very few of us that have had the time, and luckily I've had the time, to, I read Anna von Wright's 2 to 4 hours a day. I study. I'm reading other materials. I'm writing. There's so much to learn that your average person does not have the capacity, either they don't have the time or that they just have life going on. They can't spend this time in the books. So when I hear a coordinator tell me that this person's got to be voted out, and I hear Anna say the same thing, then I say that it's our call to public duty to do it. So what if we do this? What if we take the vote and say that whatever the outcome is, that we're doing this, but we will reinstate him if we find out that he's allowed to be a manager on a fire station for the Nevada State Police. Okay, he actually works for the Nevada State Police because the fire marshal of Truckee Meadows Fire Department is on the Nevada State Police. So my offer is this. Let's say that we're taking the vote. We're doing it under this understanding or overstanding, and that if we find out that this particular situation is not fitting to the terms and conditions that we are all obligated under our public duty to have, that we will reinstate him. That way, it's everything's transparent, it's out in the open, and I yield.
Okay. Let's show some hands on Denise's motion. And what I'm getting from Denise, the motion is only for Doug, is to do a vote for him, to have him step down. And if we find out that what has been said is not true and he doesn't have ties, then we could do a vote to vote him back in. So everybody that wants to do this, put your hands up now. So it looks like the majority of us got our hands up. So if we could put all of our hands down. Everybody put their hands down.
It's glitching, huh?
Simon? Aaron, do you want to say something? Please do put your hand down. Hand up.
Fitu, okay, thank you.
Okay, so Aaron, did you want to say something? Aaron, can you hear me?
Aaron, we missed your accent. Say something.
Hello?
Oh, Aaron. Yeah, I think Aaron's having technical difficulty because he just left the meeting, but he'll probably pop right back on. Oh, I hear him now.
Okay. Okay. Aaron just called me, everybody. And he said his computer's glitching, whatever, but his hand was up on the vote, too. He's going to try to get back in. But anyway, he can call me back to give me his vote or whatever. But everybody that wants to vote, yes, they want him out, hold your hands up now.
Are you saying yes that you want him out?
Yes, that you want him out. So everybody is voting yes. Hold your hands up now.
Oh.
Hey, guys, it's me. Can you hear me?
There he is.
Okay.
Okay, we're voting right now. If you want to vote yes, put your hands up, Aaron.
It's up. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, everybody put their hands down. Scott, put your hand down. Scott? Can you put your hand down?
Scott and Jill said they can't hear anything. Do you, by chance, have them on a mute or something? Scott's going to try to log back in.
Let me see. I didn't think I did, but... We'll wait for Scott before we go on.
Okay.
We need to make sure that everybody has a chance to say something or vote. I don't want to leave anybody out. Is he trying to email me or not? Okay, Scott, can you talk or not?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, we lost audio for a minute there. So.
Okay, sorry about that. I wanted to make sure that you were able to get back in before we went on.
Yep, we're here.
Everybody has a chance to, speak their mind, whatever. Yeah, we can't leave anybody out. Okay, the next vote is everybody put their hands up that want to vote no on Denise's motion to remove Doug as the marshal at arms. So everybody wants to vote no, put your hands up now. Okay, everybody put their hands down. Everybody that wants to abstain, put your hands up now. Okay, it's 12-0-0. That's what the vote for to have that removed. Okay, does anybody else want to speak their mind or say anything about all the stuff going on? Like I said, is any other votes or whatever, my opinion on my side, I'm not talking for anybody, is I have an actual third party ombudsman that's going to be contacting me, and I want to wait myself to physically do anything. We actually need to work this out if we can and stop the arrows back and forth. I know Doug has some conflict, and if we find out that the conflict is not true or whatever, then we will vote Doug back in. This is not a permanent thing. This is, we need to make sure that the de facto doesn't have control of our assembly. So if anybody else wants to talk, go ahead now.
If I may?
Go ahead.
Okay, the last meeting that we had last Sunday, did we actually voted for them to, voted them out?
Okay. It was a vote of no confidence, but we didn't take a vote to revoke their position. Oh. It was a due process move.
Okay.
The deal is we gotta exhaust every avenue that we have, and we have to go through the motions of, you know, first letting, you know, the people, letting them know that they want them doing what they're doing or not, and that was what a no-confidence vote is. It's basically the people standing up and saying, we don't like what you're doing, you know, we want you to stop this, and if you don't, we want you eventually to either resign or we'll remove you, right? So we have to go through every process. You know, if we want Anna to really step in and actually help and do the right thing, we have to do the right thing ourselves. And just like Scott said, is that we physically need to, you know, try to resolve it if we can. We really need to amend this and move forward. Go ahead, Butu.
It's just my question is, again, so what is our next plan of action do after our meeting tonight? Is this going forward to Anna in order to make it official to have them removed from our assembly? I yield.
Everything that I do, like these meetings I have, whatever, I have been sending them to Sue and Doug, Terry, Anna, everybody, so they can see what our wishes are here in Nevada. And, you know, just like Sue said, and Lisa and a bunch of people, is the only one that can physically hire and fire a coordinator is Anna. The coordinator spots, as far as, you know, a county coordinator or a state coordinator, whatever, is through the Federation, okay, which is Anna. She's the only one that can hire and fire us, so physically Doug and them can't get rid of me. They can, you know, keep me from the state meetings, but they still can't get rid of me as far as Clark County goes. The deal is we have to go through the full process. You know, if, you know, do the ombudsman, we don't have an ombudsman in the state, or, you know, Susie made that comment, well, there's ways of doing things and you have to follow the rules. Well, we don't have a lot of the positions that we need to actually go through those processes. You know, and when you're blocked from doing them, then how do you go around it? And that's what we're trying to do now. And so one of the next steps is to get a third party ombudsman. And that's what I'm doing now, is I'm reaching out. I got a third party ombudsman that's going to be calling me this weekend. I'm hoping tomorrow, since today's already getting late, that he will actually contact me. You can see in the email that I put up that he has contacted me, and he is going to set up something with all of us. So if anybody else wants to say anything, go ahead.
Rocky, Tamara, Jason, and Dave text me, and they're in the call. They just wanted to make sure you got their three votes to vote Doug out.
Yeah.
Hi, Rocky. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
There you go. We can hear you now.
Sorry. I'm driving home, so I'm going to go in and out the mountain, so I apologize. But just want to make sure that we're all voting. No, I have not heard because I'm going through the mountains, so I apologize. But like my last vote that we had in our meeting, we're also voting no for any of them. And Nikki should also be on the call because she was also trying to get on.
Oh, okay. So, Nikki, so that'll be four more votes to vote Doug out. And if we find out that this situation is revocable, then we'll reinstate him.
Okay. That's the only vote so far that we've had, is just to vote Doug out. What I've been telling everybody, and I'll actually put this on the screen again for everybody to see. I don't know if you can see that or not, but in the video, it will be in the video when I put it out. But I've been talking to a third-party ombudsman to try to work this thing out. We need to amend this state in any way that we can, and I need to follow the process of doing that. And this, John, basically was brought to me from Lisa, and he's he has his own company that actually does mediation stuff. And he is a a third-party advisor, and I'm going to work with him. I feel that we have to work out everything that we can to do this, okay?
Okay.
So, I don't know, you know, right now I'm giving everybody a chance to talk to tell us what you think about, you know, should we follow, because this meeting was to vote them out, and Scott made a good argument that we actually should try to mend this and pull everybody together if we can. And I agree with him. We should do that. And, you know, it's, if you have something to say about it, you know, because I was ready to just do votes on everybody, right? But because Doug is really what we consider de facto type, that we went ahead and voted for him out, okay? So if you want to go ahead and talk, and we'll listen to you. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You wanna say anything or not?
No, I want to vote him out.
Both of them or just Doug?
Me both.
Okay, so are you making a motion to vote Sue out there?
Yes.
Do I have a second on that one?
I'll second it.
Yes, third.
Okay. Everybody put their hands down. We're going to do a vote now on Sue. See, Sue, put your hand down. Okay. Everybody that votes yes, that they want Sue out, raise your hands now. Okay. Everybody put their hands down. Actually, let's try one more thing here. Can you guys see the screen?
Yes.
Everybody that wants them voted out, raise your hands again. So that way it gets in the video and everybody can see it. So if you want to vote yes to vote them out, raise your hands now.
And Scott and Jill are asking that we have both of their hands up for a yes vote to remove Sue.
And yes, for also Jason and Dave, we just can't see the screen because we're on the phone.
Not a problem. So there's four, Nikki, Jason, Dave, and Tamara.
Okay,
thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.
I can't, Rocky, I can't see Aaron. I think he's a yes vote to remove Doug, but he didn't vote on Sue, so I just want to...
Hey, guys, I just joined back in again.
Oh, good, good, okay.
Just heads up, I really don't like this platform because it glitches so much. I've had to shut it down 3 times, so my hand is up for yes for both of them. Get rid of both of them, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Aaron.
So basically we have, out of the 13
plus 4 plus Scott and Jill.
Okay.
Oh, I see Scott, but not Jill.
Yeah.
So this 17. There, I got Scott's hand now. It's
okay.
Scott and Jill.
So that's basically everybody. I don't vote. Tamara, you did vote yes on both.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So now everybody put your hands down. Simon, put your hand down. Simon, if you can hear us, put your hand down. Okay. Everybody that wants to vote no and allows her to stay where she's at, put your hands up now. Okay, we can see there's nobody. Anybody that wants to abstain, put your hands up now. Okay, that was a majority that we want to out there. So Doug and Sue both voted out. Let me move this out of the way again so we can see the other screen. So anyway, I'm still going to go through this embodiment thing. And, you know, I actually need to do this. Even though they're in or out, is, you know, as far as like what Anna is taught and everything, I need to do all my resources that I can do. So even though I really prefer them to be out, I can't really make that decision now because I really need to be open and I need to be, not biased either way.
No, Rocky, it's a great idea. It's a great idea. It really is. It is a good idea. We have to explore all avenues, and also expose who's willing to join, you know, with a peace pipe and who isn't. So hopefully and prayerfully that they do join into this and we can repair this. So I'm very blessed by you, brother. You're a good man, Rocky. I yield.
You are the uncommon man.
Yeah. To me, I would love for all of this just to go away and all of us work together and,
yes,
you know, us to get our assembly up and running in 3 to 4 months. We could do this, especially if we all pull together. This could be done. And the deal is we need to stop this and basically get this thing going. And that was my whole thing on doing this, is work with Mark and Sue and Doug and move forward and get this thing done. And all we've been doing is put the brakes on. We need to quit putting the brakes on and get it done. So, but that said, I mean, this basically is all I had for the meeting. If anybody else wants to talk about anything else, whatever, I'd like to hear it. So anybody, if they want to, go ahead and talk.
Rocky, if I may.
Go ahead.
I'd like to put myself out there as well. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but according to Sue, I'm not supposed to be sheriff here. So I know we have further clarification that's needed from Anna and from the top, but I would like to possibly, again, put myself out here and to see if you guys still want me to remain on as sheriff. I'm more than happy to put myself out there to vote for me or not vote for me. I'd like to, if that's okay, I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but I put myself out there because I'm not, believe me, I'm only doing this because I want to be together with you guys and take care of us the best that I can until a better sheriff comes along, but I'm willing to and wanting to stay there and help you guys, even though it's scary sometimes because we're up against a big Goliath, but you know what, God has helped me grab the stone out of the river. So, just saying, vote, you vote for me or not, it's cool. If Rocky, please take over on that. I yield.
Okay. Denise, go ahead. You had your hand up.
People that don't know a lot about American State Nationals have asked me, because people close to me kind of know what's going on. They said, well, what's in it for them? Like, if they're doing this volunteer work and, you know, everyone's getting this money, why are they fighting so fiercely? And I didn't really know the question, you know, I didn't know the answer to that very clearly until I started researching it. And the deal is, to coin Rocky's phrase, is that when you are a public officer in our system, the reason they didn't want Craig standing up our drill assembly is when they vacate, when they deny us our right to a Republican government and they deny their obligation for public office and don't fulfill their public duty, they step into a breach of contract. And because they're de facto, so Anna said this 3 weeks ago in one of her videos, when Rocky, you asked her, you know, something about de facto, and she said, well, they don't want to. And that was on the February 13th. So if you go back to that video, you can read the whole transcript. But she clearly states, as de facto, they don't want to be in our system. They don't want to defile their roles. And that's what's so perplexing. We don't understand why they wouldn't just figure this out. On December 12th, I asked them to step down in a letter, and then they kept doubling down. So as somebody else explained it to me, and I'll just cut it short here, they are subject to fines once our drill assembly is up and running because it's already happened. So if the JA gets up in a month, 3 months, 6 months, we could still bring our case there. The fine schedule for them is in the hundreds of millions of dollars because their infraction is on each member of the assembly, and it's per infraction. And I have 19 infractions named on my incident reports, but there's other people that have other claims. So that's probably why they're fighting so hard. I yield.
Me too.
Yes. To go back to Keith's request, Brother Love, I don't think he's actually in violation or doing anything wrong in being the sheriff of our county or even the Nevada State Assembly, because he's doing his work for his, that's his livelihood. So I don't think, and I still want him, I support him to be our sheriff in our county. So I don't see any reason for him to actually step out or step down. I am actually raising stay Keith, you know, to be our sheriff. I am lost for words here because I don't see any reason for you to step down. So I'm in support of his request to let him stay.
Denise.
Oh, Fitu, you're absolutely right. So Sue put it out because of this license. Well, the license is all private. If Keith were working in the federal, then there would be conflict. He's not working in federal. Also, he is a member of, you know, like there's various memberships that he's a part of. None of those memberships defile his role. And lastly, we know them by their fruits. Is Keith trying to disassemble us as fast as we're trying to assemble? No. So that's why Sue and Doug are under the microscope. But Keith isn't doing any of those things. And if you read what Rocky sent out, which was called the title is The Exhaustive Information on Dual Citizenship and What It Means, it clearly states in there, per those guidelines, that Keith is okay. I yield.
Okay.
I agree.
To give Keith his peace of mind, let's go ahead and vote yes or no. We want him to stay in. So everybody that wants him to stay in, raise their hands on a yes vote. Anybody want yes?
Yes, to stay in.
Yes, to stay in.
Okay.
And Jill Johnson is yes, too.
Okay. So everybody lower their hand. Jennifer, lower your hand. Please do. Jennifer, lower your hand. Okay. So everybody, anybody that wants him to step out, raise your hands now. Okay, anybody that wants to abstain, raise their hands now. Okay. So basically, the majority is agreeing that he should stay in.
Yeah.
Anybody want to say anything? Okay. I hate to cut this short, whatever, but I have another meeting I really need to go to. And if everybody's okay with adjourning, somebody motion it.
Motion.
First of all, really quick, Rocky, I just want to say thank you, everybody. My brother Tom down there said he's trying to keep me in the frying pan. So I'm still on the front line for you folks. I love you guys. Thank you for that. It means a lot to me. So, yeah, I moved to adjourn the meeting for Rocky to go to his meeting. Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Love you, too.
Second motion.
Thanks, B2.
Second. Everybody.
Welcome. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
See you later.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.